meet everybody in Jesus' name. Good to see everybody. We'll get started. Sit here and stand with me.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless you, pretty. Thank you for this opportunity, God, that we can come into your presence, Lord. We can enter your house, oh Father. Amen, Lord. We ask that you would look down upon us, oh God, and that you would give us grace, Lord, in your sight. Lord, and as we are gathered here together, Lord, we pray, Father, that you would pour out your Spirit upon us, God, in this place, oh Lord. Do a work right now, Lord, in your people, oh God. Help us, Lord, that we can look unto you, oh Father. Amen, Lord, that we can open up our hearts, Lord. Amen, God, that, amen, Lord, that we can surrender ourselves to you, Lord, that we can present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, Lord, which is our reasonable service, oh God. And I pray that you would bind us together, Lord, that we can be, Lord, as one body. We can be in one spirit, Lord, in one mind, in one accord. God, in this place, Lord, bless us, O Father, and open up our ears, Lord, that we may hear, God, our eyes that we may see, Lord, and our hearts that we can be converted unto you. Father, you know the need, Lord, of every person, amen, that is here, God, every family that is represented, Lord. I pray that you administer, Lord, to each and every one of us, to our homes, O God. Go before your people, Lord, and let their needs be fulfilled, Lord. Our spiritual needs, Lord, our physical needs, our financial needs, O Lord. I pray, minister to your people, God. Lord, as you instructed us in your word to cast our cares upon you, Lord, help us. And we can bring our burdens to you, Lord, and we can lay them, Lord, upon the altar, Father. And Lord, that we can put our trust in you, Lord. Minister unto us, O God. Help us, Lord, that we can have a heart, Lord, to seek you, O God. Amen, Lord, to seek out our own salvation, O Father, before you. And I pray, Lord, that you minister to those, Lord, who are in need, who need comfort, Lord, who need strength, O God, who need deliverance and healing. God, and I pray that you would do a work, O Father. A marvelous work for your people, God. Amen, Lord. Manifest your glory, O God. Amen for them, O Lord. And I pray, amen. Bless us, Lord. Bless the ministry of your word, Lord. And bless our worship and our praise, God, in this place. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let it be done, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord,
James. Praise the Lord.
It's good to see you all.
Jesus, amen.
I missed each and every one of you. Jesus,
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We are standing.
Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, mighty God.
Oh,
Back to you, Father.
Yes.
Amen, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Father, that you would, amen, bless this offering and tithes. Amen, Father. Give it all back to you, Father, for you have prospered us, but you made that way for us, Lord. Amen. That we can prosper, Father. Amen. So let's give with a cheerful heart, knowing, Father, we're laying for ourselves treasures in heaven. Give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Tell you what, the Lord is amazing.
Amen.
Everything that we experience, everything that we go through, praise God, it's not a coincidence. It doesn't just happen. Praise God. Just, amen. Something that we need to understand and realize, hallelujah, God's grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was thinking about, I'm still blown away right now. And I'll explain it here just in a few moments, but I'm just blown away by what I feel.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And in the spirit, when I say in the spirit, I'm talking about, amen, the Holy Ghost. Praise God. How the Lord just seems to always bear witness or confirm,
hallelujah,
what his intentions are, what he's doing, or even his thoughts toward us. Praise God. And everything that, and I realize this, everything that, amen, that you and I go through on a daily basis, everything that we face, that we confront, amen, in life, and praise God, his goodness to us, his faithfulness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And just like the icing on the cake this evening, as far as our worship and everything, amen, his amazing grace.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Best remember the Gullickson family. Grandma Arlene passed away yesterday evening at 8:25. So they will be having her services, her wake service, one wake service in Wagner Friday evening. And then they'll be taking her back up north to White Shield, North Dakota, with a funeral, a wake service Sunday and then a funeral Monday. So be in prayer for the Gullickson family, all their relatives of the Gullickson family. Amen. I was able to spend Saturday afternoon with her and fellowship and visit, talk, and she was responding, formulated some words, but she was responding pretty good. I was singing some hymns to her
And I got done, and they were preparing supper there, and I finished. I just kind of put my guitar down for a little while, and she motioned, and she said that she wondered why the singing stopped. So after we finished eating, we continued on with some more singing and stuff. But as we were singing, she would lift her hands and worship God. So. Amen. She knew we were there, and she was obviously, praise God, being blessed by the presence of the Lord. So keep them in your prayer, please. Keep them in your prayers. How many of you are, and it's probably a, you know, it's a, I guess I could say it's a question I can ask you, but I know what the answer is already. It'll probably be an affirmative. Because I know you're going through certain things, you're experiencing certain things, and whatever it is, you know, there's a whole, how could I say, the category is not just, you know, one certain thing, but many things that everybody is facing right now and going through, and amen, just whatever it is, whatever you're feeling. We talk about the word tribulation. Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good comfort, I have overcome the world. Amen. Tribulation just simply means pressure. Amen. Pressure from all directions, whether we realize it or not. Could be something physical, something mental, something emotional. It could be something, you know, as far as related to this world, material, or it could be financial. You just name it. That's what we go through. All the worries, all the concerns. How many of you are concerned? How many of you are concerned? How many of you are?
Amen.
You have some worries. You have some.
Amen.
We all, and I know this, we all have certain needs. There are many needs. I can tell that just by the way things just kind of are brought by the Spirit and what I feel. And it's just like, man, it's just. And I know how you feel. I know how you feel. You feel overwhelmed. What am I going to do? Which direction am I going to take?
Amen.
What options do I have?
Amen.
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 How can I resolve this? What's the answer to my dilemma?
Yeah. Amen.
I should say dilemmas.
Mm-hmm. Right. Amen.
Because there's probably a number of them. Praise God. A number of them. And, of course, we go through that. We experience that. We feel the burden. We feel the burden of it. Amen. And we just wonder how we are going to overcome. How are we going to get through this? And amen. What the outcome is going to be? It's always a question on our mind. How, am I going to get through this? I wonder what tomorrow is going to be like.
Yeah. Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
I'm saying that, and the only reason why I'm saying that, I'm being directed by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. I wish I knew specifically what everybody is experiencing, what everybody is going through. I wish I knew specifically so I could speak to you, maybe even on a personal level, but praise God. God knows. So we'll just kind of put it all together as far as whatever it is that everybody has walked in here with. Amen. as I told you earlier, I was just kind of blown away about what we sang the last song. And we may call it a hymn. We all know that song, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. How many of you realize it? Whoever penned the lyrics to that song knew what they were talking about.
Yes.
Amazing Grace.
Yes.
How great thou art. Woo. To me, they're talking about how God can just, amen, somehow, through all the things that you and I face and all the mess we're in, whatever it may be, that somehow His grace always, always is sufficient for us. And His grace helps us. The word talks about, in the King James Version, succor. He succors us. In other words, you know what that means? He aids. He gives us aid. Mm-hmm. He comes to our side and He helps us. He gives us aid. He aids us. You think about that. So I'll kind of, and I don't know if you're going to be as blown away as I am right now. I'm still blown away.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord was talking to me earlier, so I started to listen, and what I was feeling in the Holy Ghost, I was just like, help me, Lord, because You know what's going on, and I don't. I'm just a man, and You're God. Amen. You know everything. Always remember this. Don't think that you can hide things from God.
Right.
We might be able to hide things from one another, but not from Him. He knows all things. He sees all things.
Amen.
He hears all things.
Amen.
Praise God. So whatever you think you're going to keep covered, guess what? He's going to uncover it.
Amen.
Not for your shame.
Right.
He doesn't do it to shame you. He reveals what's in the darkness because He wants to help you. When you're in the dark, guess what? You can't see.
Right. That's right. Amen.
That's just simple, isn't it?
It is.
When you're in the dark, you can't see.
That's right.
So when we're in the dark, not just physically, but spiritually,
amen,
we can't see. So obviously we need light to shed, you know, some understanding. We need the light to shine, and that's the whole reason, you know, what He promised in His word. Remember, He is the light. God is light, and in Him is what? No darkness. But the Bible says His light will shine into the darkness, and His light will reprove the darkness. It will reveal the darkness.
Amen.
Praise God. And we need God's light to shine, and that's what He does. So,
amen.
Whatever it is, I hope you have come to be ministered to.
Right.
Amen.
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 Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. And hallelujah. Isaiah 43. And verse number 1 and 2. We'll do a little reading here. Maybe we'll go beyond that. But we'll just focus on those first two verses. We will probably go on. But for now, I want to draw your attention to verses 1 and 2. And look what it says. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee. I want you to pay attention to what he's saying here. O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel.
Amen.
Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. God knows you.
Right.
Amen.
When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Pay attention. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 So let me share with you just before I get going on this. I was pondering on this, on the first two passages here. And I was, you know, obviously the Lord was showing me about this passage. Man, there's so many wonderful things about what the Lord does for us, doesn't he?
Yes, amen.
We can see that when he says that. First of all, he said, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name." He knows us.
Amen.
Thou art mine. We belong to him. Amen. You ever wonder why the Bible calls us the beloved?
Right. Amen.
they're speaking that because we're the beloved. We're his.
Right. Amen.
He's called us and he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're called the beloved. So he says, "Thou art mine." Then he goes through and he talks about all these things. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." Mm-hmm. "And through the rivers." You ever notice that when the Bible says, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood,"
mm-hmm,
"the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard."
Mm-hmm. Right. Amen.
In other words, when we're compassed with raging rivers and floods,
right,
guess what? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is going to lift up our standard. He's going to, guess what, be there with us.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what he's talking about. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee." Isn't that good to know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen.
"When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." So I was looking at that and I said, my, look at all these promises that he's given us. How would you explain that? And I was thinking to myself, how would I explain this? What would be my one key thought or note that I would label this particular passage of scripture? How could I explain this? And you know what? Here it comes to my mind. Guess what? You know what came to my mind? Amazing grace.
Mm-hmm.
And here, Sister Bella chooses that tonight.
Amen. Amen.
So you tell me,
right?
Amen.
Who's in this place?
Amen.
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 So you tell me,
thank you, Jesus.
who's in your life,
Jesus. Amen.
Or should I say, who should be in your life?
Right. Amen.
Let's go on before I get started. Verse number 3, "For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life." That's what he means by a ransom. Praise God. He delivered us. And instead, you know what he did? He delivered us. He paid our ransom. So instead, you know who's going to receive, amen, the wrath of God? The wicked.
Right. Amen. That's right.
"Fear not, for I am with thee." Look at what he's saying. "I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him," look what he says, "for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." Woo! Man, that makes me feel good. How about you? That makes me feel good.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes, and I know we feel unworthy. I know we feel insignificant at times. How many of you feel that way? We're human beings. Yes, we should. I'm not, you know, the devil likes to say you're worthy. We believe him. Yep. And God says, hey, you're my beloved.
Amen. Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Child of a king.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Let me say this. We have a slang that we use. Everybody's heard this. When people say this, I got your back. Mm-hmm. I got your back. And you know what? They're going to back you up. They're going to cover you.
Yeah, right.
I got your back.
Amen.
You know what? That's what the Lord's saying to you right now.
Right.
I got your back.
Right. Amen.
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 Yeah, he means it.
Amen.
It's just not an empty.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
It's not an empty statement. When he says it, he means it. The Bible says he's our rearward, our rear guard.
Amen.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Woo. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, back to. So in verse number one, look what he says. He says, but now, thus saith the Lord that created thee. Oh, look what he's saying here. Did you realize this? He's speaking to the same person.
Mm-hmm.
He's not speaking to two persons. He's speaking to the same person. He says, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. These are the two, the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob was his name before he became Israel.
Right, right. Amen.
So what does that mean? Why did the Lord, how come he didn't just say, simply say, you know, why didn't he just simply say, Amen, O Israel?
Mm-hmm.
But he said, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So he's including, let me tell you something about God. Let me tell you something. No one understands the carnal and spiritual aspect of his people more than God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we are carnal creatures.
Yes.
You know why I say that? We're still flesh.
Right.
We live in this physical body. So as a result of that, there's a hinge. There's a little bit of carnality in us. So he addresses that part too. He said, I'm not just addressing your spirit, your human spirit that has been born again, but I'm addressing your carnal side.
Right.
I own you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, that's why the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Right.
Know ye not that you have been bought with the price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
So he owns us.
Amen.
He owns our entire being.
Right.
Amen.
So he said, I'm going to speak to your carnal side, and I'm going to speak to your spiritual side.
Amen.
So pay attention, because if you miss it on the spiritual side, you're obviously going to receive it on the carnal side.
Wow.
You can't escape God.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And I wonder about that, because most of the time I think some of us come in here, so he speaks to us on our carnal side. That's why we get
all upset.
Yeah.
But if you pay attention enough,
right,
you're going to find out what God's intentions are for you, and they're nothing but good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
100%.
Why do we think God is our enemy?
Right.
You know who your enemy is? Yourself.
Amen.
The world.
Amen.
The devil.
Amen.
That's who your enemy is.
That's right.
Pay attention, all you young people.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So no one understands us better than our God. Even through the way we are sometimes, he still claims us.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It's kind of funny like that in families, isn't it? When a certain person kind of gets out of order, or they, you know, people, they're not popular with the majority, they say, I don't claim them no more.
Amen.
You become a black sheep.
Yeah. Amen.
I don't claim them. Why? Ma, you know. But guess what? God does it.
Amen.
He claims us regardless. That's why he said, hey, I'm talking to you, Jacob.
Right.
I'm talking to you, Israel. Same person.
Right.
Whether you drift back and forth.
Right. That's right.
How many of you do a lot of drifting?
Wow.
You know why this is important? Let's go to Romans chapter 14. I want to show you something here, and to understand what I'm talking to you about, this principle, this concept of what God, why the Lord did what he did when he died for us. And the Apostle Paul kind of gives us a little bit of understanding here in Romans chapter 14, and right around verse number 7, I think it is, in that chapter, Romans 14, verse number 7, look what he says. Now pay attention to this, everybody. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. We don't live to ourselves. We don't die to ourselves. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So he's saying this. And so look what he says. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. So that he could somehow, if I want to say it this way, connect. Because before, when we talk about, you know, what he's talking about dead, he's not just talking about the physical dead, he's talking about the spiritual dead. Because when you're dead spiritually, just simply put, you don't want to have anything to do with God. You don't know him, you don't want to know him, you don't walk with him. You don't pay attention to him. You're spiritually dead. So because of that, you live in sin.
Right.
You're spiritually dead.
Wow.
But guess what? Spiritual death means physical death. One day you're going to die. Amen. And you're going to die physically. And that's the result of spiritual death. But so the Lord lived. The Bible says he lived and died so that he could be both God of the dead and of the living. Woo. So
wow.
he could be God. Let me put it this way. He can be God over your carnal nature.
Amen.
Amen.
And definitely be God over your life.
Yes.
Especially when we live for him.
Right.
Did you ever wonder why, you know, when they were talking to the Pharisees, they were getting offended at Jesus because he said that he was talking about death and life. They were getting offended at him. You know, if you would have known, Abraham knew me.
Mm-hmm.
And he rejoiced to see my day. He, you know what he's talking to them about? Living for God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you are your father, the devil.
Mm-hmm.
They got offended at him.
Yeah.
You know what he was talking about? He said, I'll just kind of, because God is the God of the living and not of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In other words, those who live for him.
Right.
They didn't know him because They weren't walking in righteousness. That's why they disputed with him. That's why they argued with him. I'm just saying that so you can kind of get a gist. But whatever it is, I want you to understand, because what he's talking about here, he's addressing, and that's the reason why he says that. Oh, Jacob. Oh, Israel. It's the same person. That person can sometimes fall back into carnality.
Right.
Human reasoning and understanding. A lot of times that's where we are.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We let our flesh dictate what we do.
Amen.
So that's why I said, oh, Jacob. Then he says, I'm the one that created thee. Oh, Israel. So another, but there's the other side. The spiritual side. Did you realize this? And the reason why, I guess this is something that is needful for you and I to understand. A lot of people don't realize it. Why it is. I mean, we have questions. Why it is. Why is it? Why is it we go through certain things? Why is it we suffer? Why? If I could just somehow give you an idea or somehow give you some understanding, just a little bit of it so you can know, because you know what? The Word of God knows what it's talking about. And if we would ever come to that place of just accepting what the word speaks.
Right. Amen.
Because it's truth.
Yes. Amen. 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 Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's the whole objective of what we're doing.
Amen.
So listen to this. Be not deceived. I'm reading Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked.
Right.
For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So whatever you're going to plant,
right,
that's what's going to surface.
Yep.
Huh?
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't. They planted a lot of stuff in the ground in the garden back here. So whatever they planted, that's what's going to come up. So basically saying the law of sowing and reaping, yes, whatever you plant, is everybody paying attention?
Yes.
I'm trying to help you.
Right.
Whatever you plant, whatever you right. sow is what you're going to reap. That's what's going to surface. That's what's going to come up. That's what's going to grow.
Amen.
Amen.
So he says, verse number 8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption.
Amen.
Death.
Yep.
Decay. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
Amen.
Woo.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
So let us not be weary while doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Guess what?
Right.
Don't get weary
right.
in doing well.
Right.
Amen.
Don't get weary in serving
Amen.
God.
Right.
Don't get weary in Amen. Obeying God. Don't get weary in humbling yourself to God
Amen.
Because there's going to be a day it's going to all pay off.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Yes.
If I could ever get everybody that is a member
Amen.
Of this church to really fully understand, comprehend, Amen, that Amen, it's good. There's a reason why we should always attend the Word of God.
Amen.
Because there are blessings in that. There are benefits in that. Amen. It's kind of funny because it's sad because the majority of God's people think going to church is boring.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not boring, this is a place that you can receive so much
Amen.
Life and so
Amen.
Much knowledge
Amen.
And so much wisdom
Amen.
And so much power.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Amen, amen.
And it pays off.
Yes, amen. It sure does. Amen.
So as a result, you know, when we go through certain things, right away we want to blame somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Who's to blame for what I'm facing right now?
Amen.
I'm going through a lot of adversity. You have to discern who it is that's resisting you.
Yeah.
Right. Guess what?
Amen.
If you live for God, you know who's going to resist you? The devil.
Amen.
Amen.
He's not going to. He doesn't want you to seek God.
Amen.
He doesn't want you living for God. He doesn't want you knowing God.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you start to, you ever notice that? When you really start to apply your faith and you're seeking God, guess what? And here's a term. All hell breaks loose.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
All the troubles come.
Amen.
Boom!
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious who's behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't want you to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want you to have it together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Woo. He wants your life to be chaotic.
Yeah.
Troubled.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
He doesn't want you having peace.
No.
He doesn't want you
wow.
to be joyful, happy.
That's right.
Yeah.
He doesn't
Amen.
Want you to feel loved.
Right.
Amen.
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 Am I starting to make some sense?
Yes.
So we go through a lot of things as a result. So sometimes the things that we go through, amen, I want you to understand why it is that we go through some things. And sometimes, you know, when he said, you know, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Can I ask you, what side of your person or your being are you on? Because you do have a carnal side, and you do have a spiritual side. The spiritual side is the real person. This is shall. This is temporal. But your spirit is going to live on forever. Praise
Amen.
God. That's the truth.
That's the truth.
So what side of your being are you on? Are you on your carnal side or are you on your spiritual side?
Amen.
What side do you attend to?
Amen.
What side do you listen to the most?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
No matter. So when we go through all these things, when we experience things, is it because we're either leaning to one side or the other?
Right.
Remember, if you lean to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption.
Mm-hmm.
If you lean to the spirit, you're going to reap life everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
That's the comparison. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But here's the grace of God. Here's the amazing grace of God. The passage we just read in the book of Isaiah, God was speaking to his people, and guess what? They had a habit of backsliding. They had a habit of falling into idolatry. And they became immoral. They accepted the immoral practices of all the nations that were around them. So they became very immoral. They became ungodly. But yet, whatsoever you sow, so also shall you reap. And so they're going through all this, and here's God trying to reach out to them, trying to somehow get them to understand that, hey, even though all this is going on around you, guess what? I still love you. He's always trying to draw us to himself. He's always trying to draw us to a better life. How come we can never see that? How come we never can comprehend that he's always trying to bring us to a place that we can experience?
Right. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Oh man, the good things.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, things happen in our lives for a reason.
Right.
You ever wonder why?
Yes.
With that wonder why question. Why? Why?
Wow.
Why?
Jesus.
Huh?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow.
But regardless, everything that we go through is for a reason.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Every
that is the truth.
Every day of adversity, every day of trial, every day of trouble, every day of temptation, every day of persecution, every day of tribulation, affliction, infirmities, sickness,
amen.
Spiritual attacks.
Yes, amen.
Woo. There's been a lot of that going on lately.
Amen.
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 A lot of things just surfacing. Why is it? And of course, I imagine that some of you are saying, why? Why, Lord? Why is this happening to me? And the thing is, we never want to take a look at ourselves. We always want to look at somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Exactly.
Whose fault is it?
Exactly.
It's your fault.
Amen.
You're to blame.
Amen. That's right.
Always pointing the finger at somebody
Amen.
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
Right. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Praise God. The scapegoat.
Yes. The scapegoat. Amen.
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 You know, a lot of some of the personal. I should have put a chart together so I can kind of give you an illustration. But a lot of things that we suffer. Sometimes, if we kind of would sort it out, we would find out that the majority of the things that happen to us is because of what we do. And the decisions we make.
Yes.
Amen. Yep.
Amen. Amen.
And the other part of it will be, the percentage will be lower than the percentage that would be higher because of what we do.
Right.
What we allow.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. That's Jesus. Right.
Amen.
That's truth. Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm just sharing with you what I've observed over the years. I don't know if anybody ever pays attention to stuff like that.
I don't know.
Praise God, but it's something.
Life will get better if you do.
Praise God, but here's the thing. But when God brings it to your attention,
right?
You know, I don't have a bad bone in my body for any one of you.
Amen.
You know why? Because your blood is on my hands.
Amen.
I can't afford to sit here and just praise God. Just hammer you like nothing.
Right.
Because you know what? In all reality, I hope every one of you make it to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
And even though you may not be interested right now, that might be the furthest thing from your mind. I hope someday that you will come to a place of realization in your life and realize that, man, I need to get myself right with God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Wow.
But regardless of how it is, regardless of the way we are, our attitude, our mannerisms, our conduct, whether they're good or whether they're not so good. Regardless, if you have received, if you have obeyed the Lord and you've done what His Word has commanded you to do, hallelujah, you belong to Him.
Amen.
And you know, God tries to get our attention through these different things that happen, these things that surface, and it's just not, you know, we look at it and we go, huh, why did that happen? Praise God. Maybe somebody's trying to get your attention. Maybe somebody's trying to, amen, get you to think about your soul, about your salvation. So when we talk about all the things that we go to, all the things. Look what. This is really important. Romans 8:28. You go there and you read there. If you go there with me, look at the Word of God says. I'm going to bring this out. Obviously, there's more things that I want to add to this. But look what the Bible says. There's a reason why it's written in the Scriptures. In verse number 28, look what he says. And we know that all things. Look what he says. All things. Work together for good to them that love God. Everything. All things work together for good. Regardless of what they are.
Right.
It would be. How could I say it? What good would it be. If that we were just rewarded. and that we just received and we were just blessed, all because, amen, we love the blessings.
Wow.
Hmm? Do you understand what I mean?
You're spoiled rotten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just let me put it in simpler terms. If all that God did was give you candy,
right?
Kids like candy. Kids like sugar. We like it when we can, you know, experience it, taste it. That's nice and sweet. But we would never realize that's not what all that life consists of.
Right. Amen.
That's only parts of it. That's part of the whole. So that's why I said all things, we know that all things work together for good. Work together for good. So in other words, it's not just the good times, but it's the bad times.
Right. Yes.
It's not just when things are going good, but when things are not so good.
Right.
It's not when things are easy, but when things are difficult. Huh? The trying times. Huh? The times of adversity, the times of temptation, huh?
Amen.
The times when we're experiencing afflictions, all the negative aspects of life, everything that comes with it. So he includes it all. He includes it all. So that's why I said that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. So everything that you and I, guess what? If we're his children, everything that we experience in life is for our good.
Amen.
Thank you.
Do you agree with me?
Amen. Yes.
To them who are the called according to his purpose. So you are the called according to his purpose. So guess what? There's a reason. There's a reason. We're called according, the called according to his purpose, not your purpose.
Right.
His
right.
purpose. You know what? He wants to do a work in you.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
He wants to do a work in you. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let me see here what this passage is. Let me see here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And verse number 10, excuse me, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 10. Hold on, I'm going to get a swig of water. Okay, verse number 10, did I say?
Yeah.
Okay, look what he says. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. So guess what? Life consists of not just life, but death.
Amen.
Amen.
The dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. So look what he says. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Guess what? Some certain things have to die out in us.
Right. Amen.
In order for us to live.
Amen.
So then death worketh in us, but life in you. So death that works in us is going to bring life.
Yes.
Can you understand that concept?
Yeah. Wow.
Certain things we have Amen. To die out with. Guess what? If you're still living in that part of your life where you're still living in sin, guess what's going to happen? It's not going to be good.
Amen.
The wages of sin is death. There's not going to be good. Guess what? If you live in sin, guess what? Your life is going to be cursed.
Amen.
Your life is going to be cursed. Nothing good is going to come from you living in sin. How come we can never see or understand that in sin, when we live in sin, it's not good?
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You're right. Amen.
So in order for us to be able to come to that place where we can, amen, become what God wants us to be. God has to deal with us through different situations and circumstances and trials and temptations and persecution and tribulation and sickness and affliction and infirmities, and we can go on and on and on. All those things are for us so that God can somehow the process of elimination. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Amen.
Let's go on. Where did we? Okay. So then, verse number 12. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according to as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, that knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes. Everything that we go through are for your sakes.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
So these things that are happening, that are surfacing, that are occurring in your life, they're for your sake.
Amen.
How are you going to respond to it?
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Praise God. They're for your sake. Now look what he says. Verse number 15. That the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God.
Amen.
So all these things are happening for a reason. Why? God is trying to somehow help us. Through all, he's trying to get the negative out of your life so you can have the positive. So it can, through thanksgiving, redound. In other words, God will get glory. The glory will return to him. He'll get the glory. So verse number 16, for which cause we faint not. Whew. I know we're going through certain hardships right now. I know we're experiencing that. Praise God. I know we're encountering a lot of things. But guess what? Amen. The Bible says we faint not.
Amen.
There's a reason. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
So I guess that's one place. You think about it. We don't live life according to Tiny Tim.
Ha, ha. Do they even know what that is?
All of you are looking at me like.
That's right.
Only those of you that were young people back in the last century, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Amen. Yeah.
But does anybody know who Tiny Tim is?
Amen.
How many of you here know who Tiny Tim is? How many of you do not know who Tiny Tim is?
You want me to sing the song?
He was a folk artist. A hippie.
Wow. Yes.
Who lived in the 60s and 70s.
He was a hippie.
A really, how could you say, a unique fellow.
Yes, he was.
But you know what? One of his philosophies about life, tiptoe through the tulips. Him and his little ukulele.
Yep.
In other words, be happy, because that's what life should be all about. Well, yes, I agree with that. Yes, life should be happy, but guess what? There's some other activities and events that come along with life.
That's right.
So it's not just where we're going to be walking through the tulips all the time.
Amen.
Step on a Lego.
Amen.
And you know what the scripture says. The scripture says this in Psalms 34. The scripture says this in verse number 19. Look what it says. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. We're going to encounter afflictions. We're going to face certain things. We're going to go through certain things. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I want you to see that. Remember what he's talking to, what he was talking to Israel about, Jacob, Israel about. He's saying, fear not. He said, I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. But he said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, amen, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. So when you go through all this, many are the afflictions of the righteous. It happens. But here's the thing. The Lord delivereth him out of them all.
Yes.
We might experience it for a little while,
right?
But guess what? We have the promise of salvation.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. All things work together for good to those who are the called according to his purpose. It's the reason why we go through certain things. Amen. You might be going through hardships right now in your homes, in your families. You know, you're going, why? Devil wants you to give up, but hey, don't give up on God. Keep on going at it.
Amen.
Keep on doing the right thing.
Amen.
Amen. Everything's going to fall in place.
Yep. Amen.
It's almost like, I can't remember who it was that quoted me of the scripture, so I stole it. First Peter chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. Beloved, think it not strange according to the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. Woo! That, when we say that, why? You know what? Here's the concept. Here's the whole principle. Because when you talk about fire, everybody knows fire is hot, isn't it?
Yep.
Fire is hot. It's real hot. You know what fire can do? Fire burns things, consumes things. Fire melts.
Yes.
Whatever substance is exposed to fire in the flame of fire, guess what? It just dissolves. And a certain substance, you know, when you talk about it, when Paul was talking about, you know, he was talking about the vessel, and he said some houses they're made out of hay, stubble, and what was the other materials? Precious stones, jewels, gold, silver, hay, stubble. He was talking about. He said, but guess what? Every man's work shall be tried by fire.
Yes.
You know what's going to happen? The material, the substance that's going to be vulnerable to fire is going to be burned. It's going to dissolve. But the substances that are not, amen, that do not, amen, that can withstand a fire, the heat, they're going to remain. That's what he was talking about. And so when we're concerning the fiery trial, ever wonder why it is we go through a trial? A lot of people don't want to go through trials. And we don't realize what's going on. But you ever realize this? Those are there because God is trying to take out the impurities that we have.
Amen.
Burn out all the dross. You know why they do that? When they refine silver and gold, you know why they do that? They turn up the heat, amen, on these substances because you know what they want to do? They want to burn out the dross. They want to burn out the impurities. You ever wonder why you go through something? God is trying to burn out the impurities in your life.
Amen. Yes. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Woo! Like I said, God does it for a reason. The only way this happened to us, Brother Aaron remembers this. We were renovating the house for Sister Phyllis Curtin and Wagner. She had a house moved in from out in the country, and they had it moved in town. They poured a big old basement, set that big house. They set that basement on the house on that basement, and that had a big roof that came off the front of the house, a porch, but that needed to be repaired. So there we were. We're out there repairing that porch, and we put some braces on it to hold it up so we can do the repair work. And man, the day we were working, it was, I think it was like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, it was almost 90 some degrees. And that day was going to be really hot. So there we were. We were out there laboring, sweating, sweat pouring. And here comes Alfred, comes out. He opens the door. He said, "Hey, boys." He said, "I got some hot coffee here if you want to take a coffee break." We all looked at each other like, "Did he say hot coffee?" We were just nice. We said, "Oh, yeah, okay." Had little styrofoam cups, drinking hot coffee. So here comes Alfred. Now listen to what he said. He said, "You know what?" And he was trying to teach us something. He said, "When Mexicans work and labor in the hot sun, you know how they keep themselves cool?" So I thought, "Oh, they drink cool water." No, they don't. He said, "They drink hot liquids." You know why that is? It brings your body temperature up. So your body temperature will adapt to the heat. So you don't feel that. I said, "Oh." Guess what? You know what Jesus said? He said, "Ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire."
Amen.
Wow.
Why did he say with fire? There's a fire. There's a baptism of fire. Why is it? We want, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but there's a baptism of fire. Why is it? Because there's going to be days you and I are going to go through some things.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And if we have the Holy Ghost, that fire is going to burn.
Yeah. Amen.
And it's going to help us to be able to adapt.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. My. Think about that. One thing about God, as I said earlier, He has our back.
Amen.
Whenever we're going through certain things, go with me to 2 Corinthians. Amen. Oh, man. Time is going by. Time is fleeting.
Amen.
Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Is that right? Yeah. Okay, I'm in the wrong book. I need to get my right chapter, but the wrong book. Look what he says here. So when we're in that place, verse number 8 in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were, look what he says, pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we desired, despaired even of life. Woo! Going through some things. Experiencing some things. And Paul sharing it. We were in such a difficult place. We thought we weren't going to make it.
Right.
How many have ever felt that way?
Amen.
I don't know if I can make it.
Amen.
We despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves. We just came to this conclusion. Guess what? We're all going to die.
Amen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Amen.
We had the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves,
right,
but in God which raiseth the dead.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
When you could ever come to that place of resolve in your mind, in your spirit, that you could put your life in Jesus' hands.
Amen. Wow.
Guess what? You'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So look what he says, verse number 10. Who delivered us from so great a death. He delivered us.
Amen.
And doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver. So whenever we're in those kinds of situations and we're going through those, amen, kinds of circumstances, we're experiencing all this, we're pressed out of measure. Guess what? He promised that he delivered us in the past,
amen.
He'll deliver us in the present, amen. And he'll also deliver us in the future.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Why? Because amen. We're his people.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I used to be young, but I'm old now. Even though in my heart I feel like I'm 32. Praise God. Amen. But my body's a lot older than my what I feel in my heart. I've come to that realization. Praise God. Amen. But I'm glad because the Lord's in my life. He's in my life. Isaiah 46:4, he says, and even to your old age, I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Woo! So guess what? He has us covered.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother David said, shared something with me in the Hebrew. He showed me something in the Hebrew when he was here. We were talking about, I was talking about the prayer book that, what's his name? Chris Magda?
Chris Magna.
Magna. Left us, and I said, I study it every now and then. I said, but I have to get used to the way that the Hebrews read. You have to start from the right and go to the left.
Yeah.
And I always forget. You have to go to the back of the book. You don't go to... What we call the back is their front. And what we call our front is their back. So I said, but I noticed that every time they refer to God, when they talk about these prayers, they refer to them. They don't say Jehovah. They don't call him by his name. They say Hashem or Hashem. And what that means is the name. So they won't speak the name. They'll just say Hashem, and then that just means they're referring to God. So that they're just saying the name Hashem. You ever notice that these what they call the Orthodox Jews, when they pray and stuff, and you hear them. I've seen that on YouTube when they're speaking about God. They say Hashem, and then they go on with their prayer, and they usually read out of the Book of Psalms when they pray. So Hashem, and they would go on, and you can tell when they take that break, and then they go back in and they go Hashem. And he said, did you notice something about the name where we get the name Jesus? The English translation of Yeshua. Yeshua, of course, when they translated the scriptures, the Septuagint, what they translated into Greek was the Hebrew word Jehovah. Or as some of them say, Yehovah. He said, did you realize that in the name, in the first two letters of that name, we say J, Jehovah. They say Yehovah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize in the first two letters of that name, Yay, or he said, what it really should be pronounced Yah. Yah. He said, did you realize this? Those first two letters, you know what word that they, what it spells? Yah. It spells the word victory.
That's beautiful.
So when you say Jehovah, the first thing you're proclaiming is victory.
Right.
Amen.
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 So the name of God, guess what? When you speak it, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Right.
The name of God, when you pronounce it, is going to give you victory.
Amen.
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 Woo! Remember that.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, 57 and 58. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us the victory because that's what his name says. Amen. It's the first thought in his name, victory.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So, saints of God, there you have it.
Amen.
His amazing grace.
Yes. Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Amazing.
That's why I choose to live for him. That's why I choose to follow him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you very much for your patience this evening. Amen. Are you going to have rehearsal tomorrow? Is it going to be
is it going to be up in the air?
Yeah. I think you guys feel like it. We might go down tomorrow evening to help with preparations for the week. That's still not a for sure thing.
Okay.
I mean, if you guys wanted to get together and work on something.
We'll pay attention to the Facebook and the church Facebook page, and we'll announce it there by afternoon.
And then there will be a list coming out for the food articles needed for the May 8th sale.
Okay. May 8th sale? Where the church has been hired to make Indian tacos for the high school graduation, all the Native American students on the campus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to make them tacos and serve. And so anyway.
That list will be out.